BAT to be announced, because up to the last moment I could not decide what I should talk about, because I, okay, one of the conditions is path integrals, okay, I tried it many times in different aspects, but okay, never succeeded to get anything useful, because one of the things, for instance, which was natural to consider this multiverse imposing measure on the possible trajectories there. But you understand that it didn't resolve any problem, and the biggest measure there, I started to write paper in 1995, but till now I didn't finish it, yeah? Because even if you use this kind of approach of the histories for this multiverse, you are getting that the biggest probability is for Boltzmann brains, you see? So what Susskind was claiming, you know, that there was New York Times paper where this guy over B wrote the paper with the title "Cosmic Brains Have Cosmologists Lost Their Own?" with the question mark. Their own brains. Have cosmologists lost their own brains? Now, second thing, actually, of course, I am very inspired by Claudio's last remark that Feynman believes that time is illusion. But unfortunately, I could say that actually it contradicts to all my experience. For instance, I was here 10 years ago, and as far as I understand, new building is not my illusion. So something is happening in time, right? And the other thing, I stopped to think about origin of time after some kind of story which happened with me after this nice meeting in Sevilla about physical origins of time asymmetry, because I was traveling back together with John Wheeler, and then when we took flight and we had change of flights in Madrid, some nice looking girl approached us and told, "I am from security. What you are doing here? Explain me." We told, "Oh, we are from university. Do you have ID from university?" "No ID." They said, "Explain me, what was your conference about?" And then Wheeler started to tell, you understand that there is actually some kind of unanswered question. Time is fundamental or phenomenological concept which appears in quasi-classical approximation. He goes on, I watch the girl. And after that, I decided not to talk anymore about the origin of time, because the eyes of the girl were getting first round and then elliptical, but in the wrong direction. And I saw that if we will not finish right now, we will end up not on our flight to US, but in psychiatric clinic in Madrid. Therefore, I stopped to Ira and I told girl, okay, look, but we can show you paper about our conference, yeah? She told everybody can buy papers, yeah, newspapers. She had a logic. Then I...
organized by Jonathan.
Yes, Jonathan, Wojciech Zurek, and Peres Mercader. If you remember, Claudio was there also. And of course, we had a lot of press. Hawking was there, Mari Gelman, because there was actually nice bird reserves next to the conference place. And then after I showed her newspaper and she found our names, okay, I got in problem with John Wheeler, because he was telling me how to explain to taxpayers that what we are doing is useful for them. You see, then I told him, why wouldn't you tell this girl that, okay, you did extremely useful thing like American nuclear bomb. He said that it's a good idea. You see? Okay, but since then, okay, I do not raise this question. Today, actually thinking about what I should talk about, yeah, I decided to speak really about path integral, and it was related with some story where two my Russian friends, both are famous physicists, therefore I will not talk to them, had a bet. One said to the other that I calculate path integral for an arbitrary harmonic oscillator with time-dependent frequencies. The other said, no, you cannot do it. Then, of course, those who said that he can calculate path integral won the bet. The bet was for $100, but was resolved with two bottles of wine, vodka. Okay, therefore, you know that actually both guys were Russian. And you know that also when I am teaching student, I was teaching before showing how to get the outcomes there with this David, one flag, Pauli determinant, yeah, normally I needed 4 hours. But then reading some paper, okay, which was published in Brazil, I found a nice way to reduce all calculation to 20 minutes and to calculate path integral as path integral, really, not with blah, 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 like some unknown measure exponent as classical, but with all prefactors. And, okay, how you can do it? You can reduce path integral for harmonic oscillator to free to the path integral for free particle. And the idea is very simple. Let me show you first, okay, this idea, just considering normal harmonic oscillator, which is Euclidean harmonic oscillator, then you know that solution is C1 exponent minus omega t plus C2 exponent plus omega t, right? Now, what we can do? We can, this is classical solutions for harmonic oscillator. What we can do, we can divide this by exponent minus omega t, then we get here exponent 2 omega t, and then denote this thing as new time t, for instance. And then for new variable q, you are getting solution c1 plus c2 multiplied by t, which in fact is nothing more than just free particle. And let's look how it works for the case of harmonic oscillator with an arbitrary time-dependent frequency, okay? So let me write this frequency like minus frequency square ft, q is equal to zero. As you understand that this is actually the most generic second order linear differential equation. And of course, you could ask me, what does it mean to calculate path integral exactly if you cannot solve this equation exactly? I can tell you that you can reduce the calculation of path integral to unknown solutions of these differential equations. You see, but quantum part, you are calculating exactly, and everything is reduced, of course, to the classical solution. So how we do it? Very easy. So let's introduce, let's say that U1 is the one of the solutions of these classical equations. And let's introduce new variable q. Okay, this is particular function, which is q for harmonic oscillator divided by u. Now, if you take action for harmonic oscillator, which is in this case 1/2 dt q dot squared plus fq squared, now, from initial to final state, substitute this definition for q in terms of new variable q multiplied by this given solution of this equation, then the action will be reduced to 1/2 uf, it's the value of this function, derivative of this function at the final point, over uf qf squared minus ue dot over ue, q initial squared, and then plus 1/2 integral from initial to final point, u squared q dot squared dt. Now introduce new time. Okay, это, which will be just integral dt over u squared. Now, of course, in many cases, this function could vanish and integral can diverge, but I can also consider the interval where, okay, this integral consists, exists, and then after that, of course, can make some kind of analytical continuation, yeah? Or just continuation, avoiding this thing. And then, in terms of this new time, okay, this term becomes equal to 1/2 integral q prime squared d eta. So you see that action was reduced to the free particle for the new time eta. Now, what about measure in the original path integral? So normally measure in terms of dq, when you make discretization, is equal to 1 divided by square root of 2pi delta h, let me set h equal 1, 2pi delta eta 0, and then product over dq, dqk over square root of 2pi delta t, not delta eta, delta t zero, delta t k, okay? K goes from 1 to infinity, to n, and n goes to infinity. This is actually measured in the path integral, and also if you are familiar with real calculation of path integral, you know that here the number of integration is not the same as the number of delta t, but the number of square root of delta t by 1 more. Why? Because Claudio didn't notice this thing, but okay, the real theory is normally Hamiltonian formalism, okay? Because in Hamiltonian formalism on quantum theory, it's just not big deal. You put heads everywhere, postulate commutation relation, and you have your quantum gravity. No, I'm not kidding. The question is what you are going to do with it normally. You see, because once when we were on Solvay meeting, and I was asked to replace one guy in the round table discussion, you perhaps remember because it was your idea. I asked people in the auditorium, tell me, why do you need quantum gravity? Instead of answering, most of the people were jumping and shouting on me, you claim that we do not need it. I told, no, maybe we need it, but explain me why do you need. I know why I need, but tell me why you need. But okay, in some sense, quantum gravity is heads everywhere. And this thing works perfectly well in Hamiltonian formalism, as you know very well. So here, extra delta t comes because you have extra integration over p, as you know. Now, we have now to express this measure in terms of the measure for q and in terms of the new time. And for that, what we need to do, we need to write delta eta k, delta tk, in terms of delta eta. And what is this? It's integral from eta k to eta k plus 1 u squared d eta. And here, if you want to keep the right order of magnitude, yeah, you have to expand this integral up to the terms which are quadratic in delta eta. So therefore, it will be given by u squared at point eta k delta eta plus 1/2 du k du squared over d eta taken at point k delta eta squared k plus high order terms, which anyway will disappear when I will take the right limit. And this thing, of course, can be rewritten down as uk squared delta eta k, and then here exponent 1 over 2 u du squared over d eta taken at point k delta eta k plus third order terms, okay, which will disappear anyway. And now let's take this delta tk and substitute it here. Now, all these exponents will come together, also this integral, which we will get here, can be calculated from initial to final point, and then what we will get, as a result, we will get that dq is equal to 1 over uk, u initial, sorry, so this solution of the classical equation at initial point, then exponent minus 1/2 integral d logarithm mu over d eta d eta, and then dq capital, where dq capital is the same thing as dq small, with the replacement here by q capital and replacement here by delta eta. So 1 divided by square root of delta eta 0, and here product dq capital over this square root of delta eta k. So this integral is from initial to final point, and therefore now if I write original path integral, okay, k, which is integral dq exponent, then action, okay, which depends on q, then the whole thing, if I will now substitute this expression for s, the whole thing will be reduced to the following thing: 1 over square root of u initial u final exponent I divided by 2 uf dot over uf q final squared minus u initial dot over u initial q initial squared, and multiplied by path integral over dq exponent I over 2 integral q prime dq squared. Now this integral we know, it's integral for free particle, of course. Therefore, you can write it immediately that this integral is 1 divided by square root of 2 pi I eta f minus eta initial exponent I qf minus q initial squared divided by 2 eta f minus eta initial. Right. Now, the next problem is to express everything in terms of the initial time and in terms of the original functions, q. Yeah, q capital, of course, is not a big deal to express, but we have to get the expression for eta final minus eta initial, right? So how to do it? Eta final, so we will do the following trick, actually. If I will take now two solutions, u and v, two independent solutions of this second order differential equation, then it's clear that Wronskian for these two solutions is constant. Uv dot minus u dot v is equal constant, right? Now, so now let me write the following thing. Eta final minus eta initial, which was integral dt over u squared in the following form, yeah? From t initial to t final, u v dot minus u dot v divided by u squared. Here I have to divide by Wronskian because this is constant, as you know, you can take it out. Dt, and then you can rewrite it as 1 divided by w, integral from t initial to t final, d over dt, v divided by u over dt. So you see, you have full integral, and therefore you can rewrite this thing as u initial v final minus u final v initial divided by w, which is constant Wronskian, u initial u final. So now, because of course I have freedom in the choice of constant of integration, I can set this combination to be equal one to simplify my expression, because I can always normalize one of the solutions in the appropriate way. And then what we are getting, we now take this expression, substitute it here, replace also Q by the appropriate values, through Q small, Q capital, we replace through Q small and this U. And then we are getting that propagator is equal square root of W divided by 2pi exponent I divided by 2 W U initial plus U final dot divided by U final Q final squared plus W U F minus U initial dot divided by U initial Q initial squared minus 2 W Q initial Q final. You see? And if we know that, of course, W is could be written also as U initial V initial dot minus U initial dot V initial, or is equal also the same combination where you substituted final values, then the expression can be further simplified, and you are getting that the whole thing is square root of W divided by 2pi, then exponent E divided by 2. I am finishing. E divided by 2, U initial V final dot minus V initial U final dot QF squared plus Q U final V initial dot minus V final U initial dot Q dot I, Q dot squared, QI squared, not without dot, of course, and minus 2W Q initial Q final. And now you can verify yourself that this expression is just nothing more than minus 1 divided by 2pi d2 S action calculated on the trajectory, which depends, of course, on Q initial and Q final. Okay, and then second derivative over Q final over dQ initial, square root of this thing, and then exponent I S classical. And this thing is called Seeley-DeWitt determinant, as you know. Then the whole thing, of course, is generalized also to quantum field theory when you have here second functional derivative, because in this case you are considering field configurations as initial and final configuration. Now, how long it took? It took 20 minutes, okay? Including blah, blah, blah. And if you go, for instance, in Kleinert book or somewhere else, if you will look at how they are deriving, there it's nightmare on 100 pages. And in fact, actually, when I was teaching at the beginning quantum mechanics, of course, you could ask me, why do I torture students with all this kind of useless stuff, yeah? Because you can never use this thing for practical purposes, because most of the people who will be speaking here will be speaking just about this part, not even about pre-exponent, correct? So now, because, okay, you could ask the same question, why you torture people in mechanics with, for instance, Hamilton-Jacobi formalism, okay? Or Landau, Lifshitz are torturing everybody with this stuff, as you know. This is just nice result. And moreover, you have seen that, okay, harmonic oscillator, which is exactly solvable, classical, okay, can be reduced to free particle. Then you could ask the same question. Perhaps every quantum mechanical problem, which is exactly solvable, also could be rewritten, including hydrogen atom. But hydrogen atom I tried to do yesterday, I didn't succeed. Therefore, I do not tell you about this thing. Yeah, you could reduce everything to, okay, free particle. In fact, all this correctly calculated path integral. I mean, path integral calculated really in definition with point splitting. Of course, one of the tasks with which mathematicians always bothering us, that look, actually, when you have this I, path integral is not well defined, because it's well defined only when you have here minus without I, right? Because then when you have normal Gaussian integral here, you just do not pay attention to this thing, yeah? Then this exponent q squared, you attribute to what people call Wiener measure because it's of the order of one. The rest is of the order of epsilon, is this point splitting stuff, right? Now, but I tell them normally, okay, if I do not do your perverse exchanges of the orders of integrations, I am getting solution of Schrödinger equation, okay? You can define path integral as just solution of Schrödinger equation. What is the wrong thing about it? Because this silly David determinant, by the way, actually most of the people, not silly David, okay, so silly David coefficient. Cecil Moret David Pauli Van Fleck determinant, most of the people are getting jumping between path integral and Schrödinger equation. If you take Feynman's book, you will see that he even doesn't calculate it honestly for harmonic oscillator because his pre-exponential factor he calculates using Schrödinger equation. This guy, I think Schulman, yeah, who wrote good book about path integrals, he does it honestly, yeah. Then guy Kleinert, who made his career calculating path integral for hydrogen atom, right? He is doing it also honestly, but yeah, I said that this is the most simple way where actually you really take care about measures. Okay, thank you very much. I have not finished in time, right? Okay, good.
Who were the other two physicists?
Where?
What is that?
They are too known. I will tell you later. No, I can tell Barvinsky and Rubakov. And after that, you guess on which side. Yes.
But you wrote down the momentum space path integral.
Yes.
Could these transformations of it, where the measure is invariant, it's just.
Yes, absolutely.
Can these be seen as some kind of canonical transformation of the variables?
Yes, absolutely. It's some kind of canonical transformation of variables.
It's canonical, going from capital.
But you know that actually, because look, actually, every transformation, when you are even considering evolution of the system, is canonical transformation, as we know, which generating functional, which is action. Here, I am not very sure that it's canonical transformation, but here actually it's interesting because you know that all equations in quantum mechanics, for instance, four operators are precisely the same as Hamiltonian equation up to ordering of the operators. As in classical physics, it's clear that if you know solution of classical problem, there should be no problem with solution of quantum mechanical problem. The only difference which you are getting that you take into account uncertainty relation, and then the things which you are going to discuss after that, okay, I hope so, this sum of exponent s, which can give you always superposition of Schrödinger cats. Because you know that, for instance, when we are doing cosmological perturbation, we start with translation invariant state, we amplify it in homogeneous field, and then you could ask question, why in this case, for instance, Andromeda comes in this position, but not one megaparsec away, right?
Different different history.
Good question. Different history. Or I would say the quantum mechanical wave function which you are getting starting in this case is superposition of many Schrödinger cats and Andromeda in each position correspond to different cats. So according to Bohr, first astronomer who looked at the sky, reduced wave function, and after that we, okay, live in this world, as you know. Sounds, of course, a little bit ridiculous, but what one can say? If I will follow Bohr interpretation, I should say so. And for instance, when you will be doing this wave function for the universe, you always will be getting a lot of superpositions.
Sure, we do, right?
Right, and then the question is how to put measure, okay, there, because you understand that also in path integral, you can take, for instance, different weight factors for these different classical solutions. You see, this is headache, because if you take one solution, Schrödinger equation is linear, then you can have superposition with any other solution, as we know very well. Because at the beginning, for instance, Jonathan was writing about this, considering a kind of so-called complex conjugated points, and then there was a lot of arguments 30 years ago, because we are discussing some kind of old physics, what you have to do to take exponent pluses or exponent minuses, okay? Both are solutions, if you make after that analytical continuation. Then there was all kind of conjectures, but this thing, I think, Neil was supposed to discuss later, because now he has new ideas, what people were doing wrong 30 years ago.
Okay, I understand the answer to the